Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Gay with God podcast, a safe place for us to share our stories and support one another. How long did we know? What challenges did we face? Did we lose our faith? When did we find our way back home? Or are we still searching? The stories you hear on this podcast will melt your heart and strengthen your belief that in God, all things are possible, and you can be, authentically, gay with the God of your understanding. I am your host, Midge Noble, and I am very honored that you are here. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Gay with God podcast. I am your host, Midge Noble, and I am so excited that you continue to show up and support this podcast. As always, until now, until July 11th, I'm going to be talking about the Wild Goose Festival each time when I introduce the show, because I really want you to remember. And I heard one time that for somebody to remember something, they need to hear it or see it at least 7 times. So you are going to be so prepared to to remember that the Wild Goose Festival is July 11th through the 14th of this year, 2024. And that is going to take place at the Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina. It is a place to go glamping, camping, RVing, tenting. And if you don't like any of that, but you want to enjoy a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired justice, you can get a hotel in Statesville and just kind of drive in each day. There are so many great speakers and artists and activists and musicians. It's an amazing event, and I welcome you to join the Gay with God podcast being taped live, and my guest will be Gail Tabor. I'm so excited to have her this year. And the other little perk you get for being a follower of the Gay with God podcast is I can offer you a discount code where you will get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. When you go to the show page for today's episode at empoweredmidge.podbean.com, go down to the bottom and you'll see your code, and you'll also see the website for Wild Goose Festival where you can get on there and order your tickets and put in your code. And that is $50 off the price of an adult ticket for a wonderful, open and affirming and pride flagging event for people who aren't straight and who are straight and anywhere in between. It is an event for all of us, and we are all included and accepted and affirmed. And I hope that you can join me there live at the Wild Goose Festival. So today I want to talk about silence, which is not really helpful on a podcast or a radio show if you have long periods of silence and nothing's happening. We were always taught that silence is death if you're getting something out over the airwaves, because people think that they've lost a connection or they just don't understand what's happening. So silence is not great for, you know, radios, podcasters, sometimes not even TV, but at least you have a visual, so it's a little bit easier for people to stay connected. The other time that silence isn't really golden is when we are trying to be supported by someone and they don't speak up or speak out for us. We're hearing a lot of chatter from the other side right now about all of the things that don't need to be supported. You know, our rights are not supported. Women's rights are not supported. African Americans are still not supported. It continues to go on through all marginalized communities. And it's important when allies are not silent on these topics. When we're talking about our right to survive, our right to have equal rights and equity, our rights to be able to walk hand in hand down a road and not be killed for it, we want allies to be able to speak up and speak out and be present. It's really difficult when you're trying to be somewhere and you don't see any other support out there other than our own community. And sometimes, here's the kicker, the thing that got me riled up today, is sometimes your own community, our own community, does not show up for us. Our own community is extremely silent for fear of retribution and also for passiveness. I can't understand how, when we are all in the same place of having our rights in jeopardy, how some of us still cannot understand the difference between voting for equality and love and respect has got to be the answer instead of throwing each other under the bus. And I really am frustrated with that. I'm frustrated that when our community has the opportunity to show up and show a united front for something that is important, that it doesn't happen. So let me give you an example. This past weekend, I was able to buy the movie, the 1946 movie, to show at my church. I am so grateful that I have found the Episcopal denomination, because the Episcopal denomination, the bigger church, the wider church denomination, is open and affirming of all marginalized people, including the LGBTQIA+ community. So if you are gay and you join the Episcopal Church, your gayness, LGBTQIA status, is not going to affect how you serve in that church. You can serve openly on all committees, lay reading, Eucharistic minister, anything like that. And if you continue your education and you want to be certified as a lay preacher, there's a program for that. If you want to go on to seminary and look at the diaconate or priesthood or moving on up someday maybe to be the bishop, you can do all of those things while you're LGBTQIA+, openly, which is the key. Many, many people have served quietly and incognito, but we get to serve openly. I can wear the rainbow colors. I can speak about my wife. We can go down and have the anniversary prayer if my wife attended church, but the other people who come together, they can have the anniversary prayer done for them in church, and it doesn't matter. It is accepted. Now, all churches are varying with their comfort level. I'm not saying that every single Episcopal church is going to have the rainbow flag flying from their building. However, the denomination is open and affirming, and we are accepted and embraced. The point today I'm trying to make is that even though that is awesome, and I am so glad that I have found the Episcopal Church, I also appreciate when my friends who may be straight, people I know that are allies, also show up for our community. So this past weekend, I was able to show the 1946 movie at our parish, and I am so grateful that I am in a church that had a priest as an interim that is so supportive of our community and all marginalized communities, and she was very excited to have us show the 1946 movie at our parish. And I blasted that as many places as I could blast it. I put it on Instagram. I put it on Facebook multiple times. We had it in our bulletin. I even asked a very open and affirming church in our community to come join us and to be a part of that. I put it out for weeks. The one thing that I have to keep trying to remember as an Episcopalian is that we often get there apparently 5 minutes after the hour, which I'm laughing, but my mama trained me that you go anywhere, you get there 15 minutes early every time. You need to park, you need to go to the bathroom, and you need to be in your seat when it starts. You don't just get in there late. But some of us are still early birds, probably because we weren't cradle Episcopalians, I'm not sure. But it was like getting really close to the hour that we were going to show the movie. And I was in there with the blessed tech person who was the one that really was able to get things lined up correctly. Not Midge, but the tech person. So I was so pleased that he decided to do that for us. And so we were ready. I had the candy out there. The popcorn was on its way. It wasn't there yet, but it was going to be there on time. I was so excited. And then it was like 5 minutes to three and nobody had walked in that building yet. And I was freaking out because I had put it everywhere. I even asked, a local church that also says that it's open and affirming and does a lot of great work for their own church in this area and for our community. Really cool people that go there. And I'd gone to the college and spoke to the LGBTQ group there. They're very small in number, but they were so excited about this movie. And I was like, if nobody shows up, I just will disappear. I just don't know what to do. Well, then they started trickling in. And that was great. But the thing that really concerned me is that the only people that came that were not a part of our church was somebody's sister who wanted to see it, and one of our members brought their dear companion. Nobody from the college showed up, not even the ally of that LGBTQ group. No one from the other affirming church showed up, not one person. And I was really devastated that the outreach, for some reason, didn't land. Now, there's a lot of things that were going on that weekend that we didn't know about at the time when we planned this. But all of those things could have been running, not simultaneously, but they were backing up. So our event started at 3. Something else was starting in the community around 5-ish. Something else was going to be starting around 7. So even though there were other things happening, it was possible. And some of the people that came to the movie were planning to go to the 5 o'clock event after the movie. And some people were even going to the 7 o'clock thing that night. So it was possible to do everything. The other thing that concerned me is that of a LGBTQ group that I actually am a part of, we're not totally active at this point because we kind of got off the rails with COVID, but nobody from that group showed up to watch this movie. So I wonder, what is our silence about? What's happening in our own community where we are disengaging from things that are happening in our community that we can be a part of, that we can show up for, even if it's not something we're totally interested in? Like maybe, some of those folks don't care about church anymore and they don't want to be a part of church. And yet, if we stop supporting each other's events, and we stop going and showing solidarity for the message that we can have all these things. We can have our rights. We can have our church. We can have a relationship with God. We can have, equal pay. We can have all of these things. We have to show up for each other. I'm never going to get pregnant. Never could, never am, never probably should have. But that doesn't stop me from supporting the right for people to be able to have a kid if they want one. It doesn't stop me from supporting women's rights where you can do what you need to do for your body. I'm not straight. I'm not going to be pregnant. I'm never going to get pregnant. And yet I do believe that each woman has a right to her own body. And I may not think about other things that, that may not necessarily apply to me, but yet if you are being marginalized, I don't care what your ethnicity is. If you're not getting what you deserve, I'm going to speak up for you. I'm going to donate money if I can't get to an event. I'm going to do something if there's a cause that, is resonating in my heart. I'm going to show up for that. And I think that our presence is so important. It's important because you support the person doing something for our community, and you support the community by showing that these many numbers of people cared about this. When you have smaller numbers at an event, people say, see, nobody really wants that. Nobody cares about that. I remember back in 2019, we did our first Christmas parade as an LGBTQ group with some allies of ours. And we were very small in number, but we had, you know, some of our members marched in the parade. Some were scared to march in the parade because the Proud Boys were out, and it was scary. I give them that. It was scary. But I grabbed our banner, and I and another person, you know, stood on the front lines, and we marched with that banner. And I was so proud that allies showed up. We almost had more allies that day than members of the community, which was really sad. But still, we were small in number. And that's one of the things I heard. Well, there weren't so many people out there that supported that. They didn't know that I was actually one of the ones that was in that, but because it was cold and we had hats on and all that kind of stuff. But that's a comment that I heard. Well, it was not, you know, they had that gay group there, but there wasn't very many people in there, so that we don't have that many gay people in our town, really. Well, they're wrong about that, but look how it looked. Of course they thought that. So we have to be really, really proactive. We have to know that our visibility and our voices mean something. If you are in a church that is affirming, but you know that there are a lot of people in that church that still don't like having gay people there, your impact is huge. I told somebody the other day, after I was questioned about why we keep bringing up this gay thing, that it's not over. If I still have to advocate for things to happen in the world, it's not over. And just because you like me and you accept me, if you don't like it when I talk about me being me, then it's still not over. So my presence at my parish with lots of people there that love me and support me and okay that I'm there because I'm gay, I know that there are some people that are still holding on to some old beliefs. And by me being me and serving the God of my understanding in that parish, any other parish I may go to, I will always be bold enough to say that I'm gay. And I will not be ashamed of who God has created me to be. And our work is not done, but we will be finished if we stay silent in our behaviors and in our choices and how we show up, how we don't show up to vote. I know that so many people are not happy with the candidates that we have for this year, and I understand that. But I also understand that it's probably going to be super close. And if you choose not to vote, that could actually be a vote for the other candidate that is extremely toxic. And we all need to stand in fear if that happens. We don't even know who the running mate's going to be. So everybody goes, oh, he's old and he's not going to last much longer. And, you know, who knows? He might even go to jail. And what if he doesn't? And what if he does? And the vice president that he picks to run with him is even more toxic and more cognitively aware to get things done. So people, we are at a crossroads in this country, and we have to make a decision whether we're going to keep democracy as we know it, or we are going to go backwards into a time where your marriage is going to get annulled, your rights are going to continue to be cut off, and we're going to live in fear, more fear than we have now, of violence toward our community. We have to make sure that we are present, that we do not stay silent. It is not golden to keep your mouth shut when so many people are in peril right now for their rights, for their lives, for their families. We have to be present. And we have to be vocal. This is the Gay with God podcast. And that means that we are connected to someone who is so invested in every single thing that was created. And I and you are a creation that has evolved through the years into something that is more powerful than it's ever been, and yet we're still victimized just like always. And we need to not put our head in the sand and act like we'll be fine if we just hunker down and ride this out. I don't believe we're going to be fine. And I don't believe that staying silent is going to help our cause. And our cause is visibility. Our cause is to be authentically us. And we can't do that when we're hiding. So I hope that you will understand that silence isn't golden on the topic of equality and equity and being there for people that you say you're an ally for. We have to step up and support one another in love and with boots on the ground and with voices that support the people we love, the people who are in our chosen families, and the people in our community who really are in peril in their lives and they can't speak up. So I'm not calling for an outing. I'm calling for those of us who can. We have to. And I hope you stand with me. And if you haven't seen the 1946 movie yet, please Google 1946 the movie and look for ways that you can rent it either for your church or for your own home. There are different levels of fees that you would pay depending on what you want. And so if you have the availability to show it in your parish or your home or a community center, please continue to look for ways to see that movie. It's not the answer to everything, but what it is hope. And it also shows us that there really was a critical error in 1946 in the way the word homosexual got into the Bible. This is something that I'm not being silent about, and I don't care who believes it and who doesn't believe it. And I know that some gay people don't even care about it. But for those of us who do, for those of us who have struggled through the religious trauma, and for those of you who have gone through all this deconstruction or are going through it now, there is a ray of hope here that word homosexual that everybody says God is using to condemn us never should have happened, because God did not say homosexuals were an abomination. Those were two individual words spliced together by Paul, and that didn't make the right word for that translation, and yet it got in there, and it never got changed. So bring up your love for you. Bring up your courage for you, and let's stand together and allow people to have a relationship with the God of their understanding if they choose to. So my beloved community, thank you so much for sharing this, for supporting this podcast. And as always, if you want to be a guest and tell your coming out faith journey story wherever you landed, if you're in deconstruction, if you never did have a relationship with God, if you don't want a relationship with God, or if you do and you've come back and you've been able to reclaim some of that, wherever you landed with your faith journey is important for all of us to hear, and you're going to resonate with someone else who's on that journey. So please go to the show page, look for how to become a guest, and please let me know, and we'll put you on the schedule. Check out the Facebook group, Gay with God, where we do a monthly Zoom group entitled My Faith Journey. We actually have one tonight, so if you're free tonight at 6:30, make sure you join Gay with God first, answer all the questions so I can let you inside, and then you'll be able to see the link for the My Faith Journey Zoom group. And if you need support and help through your coming out and faith journey, go to the show page at empoweredmidge.podbean.com and scroll all the way to the bottom and see how you can connect with me. If you're listening to this podcast and are questioning whether you can be gay and be in a relationship with the God of your understanding, if you identify as LGBTQIA+, or not even sure if you're gay, God has always been within you. Even when you didn't know it, you have always been gay with God. Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned to see how you can join the Gay with God community. And as always, you are loved.
I want to invite you to become a part of the Gay with God community. How can you do that?
Stay connected by messaging me your thoughts and comments in the comment section under the downloads of the show on the Gay with God show page. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen and share so we can increase our community outreach and be a light to those who are struggling to claim their faith. Consider being a sponsor so I can highlight your service in our community. We are all worthy of respect and a relationship with the God of our understanding. I want to thank you in advance for supporting this podcast. Together, we as a community will keep this show visible and our community stronger.
Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.